Good morning, St. Mark's. Good morning, thank you. My name's Becky, also known as Princess Leah, and this morning I am the leader of St. Mark's Galaxy. Now, a quick show of hands, do we have any hardcore Star Wars fans here this morning? I'm hoping for a few. Great. Because I'm hoping that you are going to bring some positive energy into St. Mark's Galaxy this morning. Some of us might call that the Holy Spirit. Some of us might call that the Force. But either which way, the Force is definitely going to be with us this morning. Amen? Good stuff. Well, when you came in this morning, you were given a little pack. So with you, you should have a Star Wars bingo sheet. Everyone got a Star Wars bingo sheet. A piece of the Death Star, also known as a piece of tinfoil. No, it's from the Death Star. And on your Star Wars bingo, you should always have also have a post-it note stuck on. Now, I'm really hoping that between some of you, you may have come to church, or sorry, to the St. Mark's Galaxy this morning with a pen or pencil or some sort of writing implement. So hopefully have a rummage in those pockets or those handbags and see if you bought anything in this morning. Maybe ask your neighbour who you're sitting near if anyone's got anything spare on them, just in case. I'm looking down here if anyone... great. So what I'm going to ask you to do, at the point that I say start, when I start my talk, the words on your Star Wars bingo sheet, I will mention in part one and part two of my talk. And when you think that you have got a full bingo sheet, I'm challenging you to stand up and shout bingo. And there is a prize for the first person who manages to shout bingo the loudest. And Ben down here is going to be listening out for you. So I'll tell you when that starts. No cheating, because I haven't said any of the words yet, okay? Now, the piece of the Death Star is what I want you to start with. I want you to just get hold of your piece of the Death Star. And in a moment, I'm just going to pray for us. And what I want you to do is I want you to think, has God laid somebody on your heart this week or even this morning? Is there someone that comes to mind that you've been praying for? And it might even be that that person is yourself. But I'm going to pray and I'm going to ask God just to bring to your mind the name of somebody. And once you've got that name of somebody in your mind, and as I said, it might be yourself, that's fine, I want you to try and mould the piece of the Death Star into the letter of that person's name, okay? So I'm going to pray now. Lord Jesus, with the force of the Holy Spirit, we pray that you would lay someone on our heart this morning. And if that name is actually ourselves, because we need you, Jesus, would you make that known to us? Holy Spirit, would you come now and please be with us and guide us this morning? Amen. Okay, so top tip, maybe roll up the piece of Death Star and then try and shape it into that letter. I'm just going to give you a moment to do it. Maybe see what people around you are doing, how they're doing it. Gosh, there's a lot of rustling. I wonder if that's the noise the Death Star makes. Phoebe, that is brilliant. Well done. Hold it up, Phoebe. And at the back, Isabella, yeah? Hold that. That's great. We've got some good letters. Simon's got one down here. Henry's got one. I can see at the back. That's brilliant. Some really good letters. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you. Oh, hold that up. That's great. Well done. Okay. So the letters, I want you to hold on to those. Awesome job. That's really good. There are some good letters here. Okay, so just hold on to those letters because we're going to come back to those a little bit in the service, but that's for you. What I'm going to say to you now is pop the letter down, take up your Star Wars bingo, and I am going to kick off a bit of a whistle-stop tour of all things Star Wars. Can I have the first slide, please, Mike? So these are my five Star Wars facts to get us thinking this morning. Okay, so fight evil, do good, respect all life, even if it's ugly and it slithers, rescue the princess, that's me, and save the planet. Okay, they're the five top Star Wars facts this morning. And this morning we're going to think about a little bit more than just a cool new universe with aliens, a bit more than spaceships, a bit more than high-tech gadgets, even a bit more than princesses, and definitely a bit more than the darkly evil bad guy. We are going to learn together and think about God's story, our story, and God's plan to bring us back to God, who is our Father. So, a bit of background so that you understand who the characters are and how I'm going to link them into my talk a bit later on. We have, rescued from slavery and squalor by the Jedi, Anakin Skywalker quickly rises to the rank of knight. His force potential is so strong that some believe that he is the chosen one. A powerful Jedi who will save the galaxy from darkness. But things don't quite go as expected, because he experiences suffering, relationships that end badly, and unhappy endings and losses. And he turns to the dark side and becomes Darth Vader. And Darth Vader is feared greatly as the Emperor's Sith apprentice. He was once a noble Jedi Knight called Anakin Skywalker. But the dark side and horrific injuries have transformed him into a terrifying cyborg. He does a lot of terrible things. But many years later, he makes a choice to return to the light side to save his son, Luke, from the Emperor. And in returning to the light, and by saving Luke, he is fatally wounded and eventually dies. What you need to know is that Darth Vader is the worst of the worst, the most hated and feared man in the galaxy. And yet, get this, even he is redeemable, because there's always a way back. I'm handing over to Simon just to tell us what we're going to do with this Death Star at the front here. But a top tip, you should have 9 words crossed off your bingo. Okay, so now for part 2, if we could have the slide up. Part 2, and we're thinking about the choices and reconciliation. So in the story that we heard from Jess and Chris and Matilda, it was the story of the prodigal son. And the son had basically asked his dad for all of his money, and then he ran away and he wasted it all. I wonder if you have ever disobeyed your parents, or maybe disobeyed a teacher, or maybe we've disobeyed our boss. Have we disobeyed anyone? Well, this guy in the story did way worse than that. He pretty much abandoned his family after wasting all the money, and he made some pretty bad choices that harmed him, a bit like Anakin Skywalker. But eventually, all his money ran out, and those immediate highs of those fun times, they ran out too. And he realised he'd made some pretty big mistakes. He had no hope. He ignored his dad and thought that he could go it alone. But actually, he realised he needed to say that one word. That one word, sorry. And he hoped that at the very least, he could take a punishment and live like a servant. So what happened next? Well, not only did his dad rejoice when he saw his wandering child returning, he threw a party and he gave him a heap of presents. He was just so happy that his child had come home. And this might seem a little bit strange to you and I, because surely there should be consequences for the things that we do wrong. Well, in lots of ways, we do have to take those consequences. But the good news is that even when we mess it up, God still wants us to be part of his family. That's called grace. That's the goodness of God. We deserve the punishment of sin. We've earned that punishment. But when we say sorry to God, God our Father, and we let Jesus live. Wow, I think you're one down. I think there's one more to go. That was awesome. Just hold on for that for one moment. I'm going to say that again. We deserve the punishment of our sins. We've earned that punishment, but we say sorry to God, our Father, and let Jesus rule our lives. Grace gives us that positive reward instead. Grace gives us new hope. Now, I don't know who you were looking for, Ben. Okay, but can you give this prize out, please? Can you go and give it out? Well done to all of you who got those. Hang on to the new hope, because we're going into part three, which is our response. Because when I was praying about this service this morning, I asked the Holy Spirit, I asked the Force, to make clear to me this morning what Jesus wanted us all to be thinking about. And I believe that there's three groups of people here this morning that Jesus really wants to lay a message on your hearts. And the first group is perhaps those of you who are praying and have been praying for somebody for a very long time. Maybe a parent, maybe a husband or wife or partner, maybe a child or a family member, a friend, maybe even the person whose name God put on your heart this morning and you made that letter out of the Death Star. God reminds you that we live by faith and not by sight. And the second group, those of you who God is calling to pray. Over the last few weeks, we've been learning a lot together here at St. Mark's about the power of prayer. It is the power of God at work in us. It is the power of the prayer of our warriors. That's how you wage war in heaven, from being on our knees in prayer. Prayer warriors are basically the Jedi Knights of this church. They fight from their knees. And in Jesus, we have the victory. God reminds you that the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. And the third group this morning. There are some of you here this morning who actually think there is no way back to God. But simply, you need to hear that there is a way back. There is always a way back to God. It is never too late to turn around and come back to God as your Heavenly Father. Because the Bible tells you that neither death nor life, neither angels or demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will ever be able to separate us, never be able to separate you from the love of God that is in Jesus. So I want you to be encouraged, because whatever obstacles you are facing, with Jesus, we have actually overcome the enemy. And in Jesus, we have been saved. In fact, we've been saved for eternity. That means forever and ever. And you have the Holy Spirit, the force, as a deposit of what is to come. No matter what circumstances you are facing, whether you feel a really long way away right now, with Jesus, you can win this battle. You can have the peace in a time of terror. You can have confidence in a time of great uncertainty, even when facing really hard obstacles. So is the force with you this morning? Those of you praying hard for a prodigal to return and come back to God, are you relying on Jesus? Those of you feeling the call to be on your knees and praying, are you relying on Jesus? And those of you trying really hard to find that way back to God, who is your Father, you can rely on Jesus. Because when we defect from the dark side and come back, we come back under the protection of Jesus. We come back under the authority of Jesus, all of us. So I want you to think, are you the one praying for someone? Are you the one being called to pray? Are you the one that needs to turn around and come back to Jesus? I'm going to ask Mike to play a song called The Goodness of God. It's a song that we played right at the beginning as some of you were coming in this morning. And while we're praying, I want you to take the post-it note that's on your Star Wars bingo sheet. While the music's playing, you can join in and sing if you want. But I want you to either write the name down of the person that God's asking you to pray for, or maybe simply just write the word pray, because you're being called to be a prayer, a prayer warrior. Or maybe you need to put your own name down because you're the one that needs to come back to God. And while the song's playing, Nicola, Ben, Keris and Alice are going to hold the Death Star here. And we're going to ask you to come and just put over that lampshade your prayers. And it's a way of demonstrating to God what you're committing to do this morning. It's a way of saying, I'm being real about this. I'm making a decision and I'm committing that to Jesus this morning. And once you've come and stuck your prayer up here, Nicola's going to give you a little glow stick to take away, like a little lightsaber, to remind you that the force, the Holy Spirit, is with you as you make that commitment this morning. And if any of you are turning around and coming back to God, you know who you are. And if you want someone to pray for you, then Derek and Terry will be in the prayer chapel just to the left. They're part of our prayer warriors of our church. And they would love to pray with you, to pray you back to God, your Heavenly Father, this morning. So let's just listen to these words. Do join in if you want to. And think about how you're going to make that commitment this morning.